The Mapping of Love and Death, a Maisie Dobbs novel, by Jacqueline Winsbier, performed by Orla Cassidy. There is a great deal of unmapped country within us, which would have to be taken into account in an explanation of our gusts and storms. George Eliot, Daniel Deronda. War is like love. It always finds a way. Bertolt Brecht. Prologue. The Santa Ynez Valley, California, August 1914. Michael Clifton stood on a hill burnished gold in the summer sun, and hands on hips closed his eyes. The landscape before him had been scored into his mind's eye, and an onlooker might have noticed his chin move as he traced the pitch and curve of the hills, the lines of the valley, places where water ran in winter, gullies where the ground underfoot might become soft, and rises where the rock would never yield to a pick. Michael could see only colored lines now, with swirls and circles close together where the peaks rose, and broad sweeps of fine ink where foothills gave way to flat land. Yes, this was the place. He had wired his mother a month earlier, asking her to co-sign a document releasing the funds held in trust for him from his maternal grandfather's will. Each of the Clifton offspring had received a tidy sum. His two sisters had set money aside for their own children, and together had indulged in a little investing in land, while his older brother...